taste. St. Ignatius calls this the dolce, or the sweetness. What can we taste as we pray through this reading? There's not much explicitly that the Son tastes, but try to think of it even as an emotional taste, like having a bad taste in your mouth. You know, so think about the Son's taste in his mouth as he left the estate, as he took everything that belonged to him and went off to that distant country. And at first, maybe everything tasted really good. And then the longer he was there and the poorer he got, and the more destitute he got, the food probably began to taste worse and worse until he had no food. We hear that nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses again, he wants to taste. I'm dying of hunger, he says. Let's think a little bit about the taste that he felt as he went back. You know, the humble pie that he had to eat, per se. What was the taste like in his mouth as he went back to his father? Maybe his stomach was even anxious and upset. But quickly that taste transforms as his father is not upset with him but delights in him. And now the celebration. Here's where the tasting begins. Try to imagine everything that he must have tasted at that moment. So imagine him eating this tender meat after all these months of starving. And imagine the wine. Taste the wine. Imagine the desserts. Imagine the hors d'oeuvres. Imagine all the food that he got to taste now, after being so barren. Maybe even at this point your mouth is beginning to water as you think about the taste of food. So spend a moment now just lingering in the taste.